Nika Najayan loves working here in the cafe that her family runs.
Flat white takeaway?
They originally came from Iran. Nika says when it comes to finding staff, it's hard to find British workers who'll stick around, so foreigners are vital.
The majority at the moment are from Canada or Australia. We've got Portuguese, Spanish people. I think we should be encouraging people to come because obviously the more money that they earn, the more tax that they pay, and all in all it goes into the economy anyway, so I think it's good. It's a good thing. We need more immigrants.
The need for foreign labour is clear in many parts of Britain, not just in hospitality, but areas like education and healthcare. And it partly explains the jump in net migration last year to a headline figure of 606,000 compared to 488,000 in 2021.
We know some of the factors behind the net migration figure. Firstly, work-related visas for non-EU nationals accounted for an estimated 137,000 arrivals in 2021. That rose to 235,000 last year. Many took jobs in sectors where there are big staff shortages, such as health and social care. Secondly, there were 301,000 study-related visas in 2021. That jumped to 361,000 last year. Most of the rise was down to more family members coming over. 2 years ago, humanitarian visas accounted for 57,000 arrivals. This more than trebled to 172,000 last year, mainly due to Ukrainian and Hong Kong nationals. And in 2021, about 53,000 people claimed asylum in the UK. That rose to about 76,000 last year.
But the government insists it'll bring down net migration to relieve pressures on housing and public services. This week it announced new rules barring most overseas students from bringing dependents with them.
I want to bring the numbers down. The measures we've announced this week are more impactful than anything that anyone has ever announced before when it comes to tackling migration. And it goes alongside our other plan, though, to stop the boats, because that's really important.
Of course, the numbers reaching the UK by irregular routes, like those crossing from France in small boats, most of whom eventually claim asylum, are dwarfed by overall immigration. And one right-of-centre think tank accuses the government of throwing red meat to disaffected voters rather than addressing the needs of the economy.
The way in which the economy is currently shaping, given the recession we have just narrowly avoided, given the high rates of inflation we're seeing, and given that we're losing a lot of EU migration following Brexit, I really don't see how the government could really bring down those numbers and keep the economy at a stable level where it's aiming for growth.
The opposition Labour Party says the rise in net migration shows the government's got no plan and says it would bring numbers down through training programmes. But beyond the pledges lies a challenge, how to square the circle of cutting immigration while avoiding more damage to vital services. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.